USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has pledged American support to the Middle East region before he started to head back to Washington following a four-day trip to Saudi Arabia. The president met individually with the leaders of Iraq, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and Jordan, but it was his meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Friday that is still being talked about.
I raised it at the top of the meeting, making it clear what I thought of it at the time and what I think of it now. And it was exactly, I was straightforward and direct in discussing it. I made my view crystal clear.
The president said he made it clear that he thought the prince was responsible for the murder of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi. The prince has denied any role in the killing. Biden also asked the Saudis to pump more oil to lower gas prices. But the Saudis say that America doesn't just need more oil, they need more refineries as well. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The House Select Committee looking into the January 6th insurrection has issued a subpoena to the Secret Service Friday. That's following a government watchdog accusing the agency of erasing text messages from January 5th and 6th last year after the watchdog's office requested them. The text messages could provide insight into what the agency did that day, as well as the actions of now former President Trump. The agency said the messages were replaced as part of a long-planned device replacement program. Crews south of France continue to fight wildfires that have consumed more than 22,000 acres. More than 1,200 firefighters have been deployed. The wildfires are among dozens across Europe that are driven by a heat wave. The National Weather Forecaster in France is predicting temps of at least 1 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit to the country's Atlantic coast in the early part of next week. It was another bad week for Wall Street at the close on Friday, though big companies reported solid earnings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Monkeypox cases seem to be trending upward in America.
Federal health officials are warning that they are now expecting that the number of monkeypox cases will continue to swell through at least August, as the Biden administration says it is changing the way it will ration out vaccines to combat the growing outbreak. As of Friday, at least 1,814 cases have been tallied by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. New York may makes up the largest share of the cases, with 489 tallied by the agency in the state. With the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
One major political party is close to knowing where they will spend part of 2024.
It appears the 2024 Republican National Convention is heading to Wisconsin. A GOP site selection panel chose Milwaukee as a host city for the convention on Friday. The full Republican National Committee meets next month and must approve the choice. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Three men were cleared Friday of one of the most horrific crimes in New York history. It happened in November 1995. Harry Kaufman was selling subway tokens during an overnight overtime shift when he was sprayed with gasoline and set on fire in the toll booth. He died 2 weeks later. A judge dismissed the convictions of Vincent Ellerbe, James Irons, and Thomas Malik. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.